You have your Bibles tonight, Psalm 97. Psalm 97. From Psalm 92 to Psalm 100, these are the Psalms that celebrate God's reign, God's rulership, God's enthronement. As Americans, we don't think much of thrones. But there is one who reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and His name is Jesus. Can anybody say amen to that? So we go back now to Psalm 97. Psalm 96 is actually what I call many times the hinge of these Psalms. We studied these Psalms on Wednesday nights for many years, 3 years, in fact. Psalm 96 is the hinge, and all of these Psalms call us to be glad and to worship and to praise God. Why? Because the Lord reigns. In fact, say it with me. The Lord reigns. Say it again. The Lord reigns. You got to do better than that. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Let all those be ashamed who serve graven or carved images, who boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion heard this and was glad. And the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserves the souls of his godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown like seed for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name. So we see here three instances where the psalmist calls for gladness. Did you notice them? We're going to practice something tonight that we did numerous times on Wednesday nights. Not all of you are here on Wednesday nights and understand that. But there is a matter that is very important. When you come to read the Word of God reflectively or meditatively, you see, you read the Word of God to meditate, you don't read through it quickly like you read through your text on your phone. You don't read through it fast like you read the instructions for some machine you're putting together. You read every word carefully, deliberately, thoughtfully, prayerfully, reflectively. Because this book, the Psalms, these are God's words to us so that we can respond in prayer. So tonight, look at gladness. First, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let many islands be glad, not just the continents, but all the islands, all the earth, all the mass of earth. And God created the heavens and the earth. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. You know, God's done a lot on the earth, and he's going to do some other things on the earth. Did you know that? There's a new heaven and a new earth coming when Jesus comes again and all of what God has to do here is finished. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Look at that now in your Bible very carefully. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. And let the many islands be glad. Then we read, when Israel hears, Zion, you remember, is that great mountain of God, it's Jerusalem, it's Zion. It's the place where the temples were built for Israel, for God's people. Zion hears the call that all of those who are idol worshipers and all their false gods, everything bows, everything worships the true God. And Zion heard this, verse 8, and was glad. And the daughters of Judah have rejoiced. Why? Look at the verse, verse 8. Because of your judgments, O Lord. And then we read finally of gladness in the righteous ones. Verse 12. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name. So because the Lord reigns, we can be glad. You see, when I'm not glad, when I don't have joy in my life, I've forgotten the Lord reigns whatever's going on in this world. The Lord reigns whatever's happening in my personal life. The Lord reigns whether the things that are coming my way are good or bad. The Lord reigns whether I'm old or young. The Lord reigns. So because the Lord reigns, I can be glad. Gladness is tied to the Lord's reign. And we know more. We know more than even the psalmist. For when Jesus was with the disciples, he said, it's better for me to go away. It's better for me to go away. So we know that the Lord ascended, and we're reminded. Peter tells us he ascended to the majesty. Think about this. The glory of the Lord is above the heavens. I mentioned this last Wednesday night. If you forgive me, I speak these words and I don't always remember where I said it, and I'm old and I'm entitled to repeat myself now. The universe is expanding. The heavens are expanding. But there is a dimension beyond the glory and grandness of the universe and the heavens. Something higher, 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 higher. Billions upon billions, we measure the created universe. But we have one who ascended to the majesty. Do you hear me tonight? There is a place beyond this order of creation. Beyond the heavens. Jesus is reigning. You know, if I understand the reign of God in my life, it changes my attitude. Years ago in Campus Crusade, we used a little track for witnessing to people and had little circles in the track. And you talk about, and it had a throne, it had a circle and a little chair, looked like a throne. And one of the pictures had a S on the throne. That's self. And one of the circles had a cross on the throne, Christ. Think about the reign of God. The reign of God is in the majesty above, above the heavens, glorious, but the glory of God's come down. And now, those who are born again, God reigns inside of you, buddy. God reigns inside of you. We experience the reign of God at all levels of our life. but are we glad? Well, it's one thing to know it in my head. It's another thing to be really glad that somebody's in charge. You know what being enthroned means? You know what reigning means? It means somebody's the boss. Are you listening to me? Somebody's the boss. And it has nothing to do with any governments. It has to do with the Lord Jesus. Isn't that why we call Him Lord Jesus? I'm asking you these questions tonight because gladness is tied to an understanding of Jesus' lordship. So tonight, let's read this psalm, and we're going to pray through it a few times. We find in this psalm that the Lord reigns and that in His reign there is also judgment. Oh, I want to remind you, church, these days of grace will someday come to an end. It may be this century. It may be another 500 years. It may be 2 years. But these days of grace will end. And there will be great judgment that will come upon the earth. So says the Word of God, the prophets of God, the apostles, and the Lord Jesus Himself. So let's read the psalm again now, and I'm going to guide you through some thoughts together. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Let's pause now. Heavenly Father, we come tonight recognizing that You have given all authority and all power to the Lord Jesus. We also recognize tonight, Lord, that as the psalm teaches us, righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. We pray that You might forgive us of our sins. We pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, Your kingdom come, Your kingdom come. May the reign and rule in the heavens come to be on this earth, and the chaos, the wickedness, the godlessness, the hate. We honor You and celebrate that You are God of justice and righteousness, Your throne, Your authority, Your kingdom, Your kingship, Lord Jesus, is one of righteousness and justice. You are righteous and You do right. You are righteous and You do right all the time. We recognize that we don't always see Your righteousness and justice like the clouds and the thick darkness. But You are there. Fire goes before Him and burns up His adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Now let's pause for a moment. Let's thank the Lord for being the Lord of all the earth. We send missionaries tomorrow to Southeast Asia. Lord over Southeast Asia. Lord over the United States of America. Lord over Russia. Lord over all the earth, all the islands. The presence of God in all the earth. Thank the Lord for that. We thank You for Your presence in all the earth. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. The judgment of God will be great upon the earth. And I'm going to read to you as you're in a prayerful attitude, Nahum chapter 1. A jealous and avenging God is the Lord. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on His adversaries. He reserves wrath for His enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. in whirlwind and storm is his way, and clouds are the dust beneath his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers, Bashan and Carmel wither. The blossoms of Lebanon wither. Mountains quake because of him, and the hills dissolve. Indeed, the earth is upheaved by his presence, the world and all the inhabitants in it. If the earth melts in the presence of God, how do we come before God's presence? So we read, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him, burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. And then the Bible says, the heavens declare his righteousness. And all the peoples have seen his glory. Let's thank the Lord now for what John wrote and told us, because we have seen, as we have heard the gospel, the glory of God in Jesus Christ. Many of us know these words. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. The heavens declare his righteousness. Heavenly Father, help us to hear the heavens declare the righteousness of God. Justice and righteousness are your throne, Lord Jesus. And the heavens declare your righteousness above this earth and all of its chaos. The heavens declare your righteousness, and all the peoples have seen your glory. We thank you, Lord, that the glory of God has been seen in the face of Jesus Christ. And though we have not seen him, we love him. And we follow him and surrender to him as Lord and Savior of life. We confess with our mouths Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. We make the good confession because you are Lord of all. Let those be ashamed who serve man-made images, who boast themselves of idols. Heavenly Father, forgive us as your people when we worship man-made idols and people. Forgive us when we as your people are not obedient and we do not recognize your rule and your reign in our lives and in the heavens and in all the earth. Your presence is everywhere. Your power, your judgment is to come. Forgive us when we worship idols. We praise you because the idols themselves, all things, bow before the one who reigns. Zion heard this and was glad, and the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. So tonight I want us to pray now, verse 9, for you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. I want you to think with me tonight. Let's pray it and think about it. You pray it silently. I'll read it to us again. For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. Heavenly Father, with the masses of millions upon millions and billions of people who live on the earth, there are such a few that bow the knee to Jesus, but you are Lord over all the earth. We confess your lordship over all the earth. It belongs to you. So we honor your supreme lordship over all things. Lord Jesus, you are a king, you reign. Justice and righteousness are the foundations of your throne. And at your presence, creation melts away. And we are glad because you reign. The heavens declare your righteousness. And you are the Lord. You are Yahweh Most High over all the earth. And you are exalted far above all man-made things. Now, if you'll take your Bible and let's pause in our prayer time and look at the exhortation now given to us who are righteous ones. Verse 10, hate evil, you who love the Lord. You can't love God and mammon, Jesus said. You either love the one, hate the other. Hate evil. Hate evil in all of its expressions. We know the evil one roams around seeking to destroy and discredit the church's witness. All of his people who are leaders and teachers discrediting. Hate evil. When you hear it, when you see it, when you think it, when you feel it, hate evil. Hate evil. You who love the Lord. He preserves the soul of his godly ones. When we were in our first church, Ms. Mize, she was 83 or 4, and she made preservatives, put them in the jars and cooked them up. Preserves. Who preserves the soul. Yep. Noble came in here tonight and he confessed. Doctor just told him to get over his pains and aches. He's just old. I'm not making that up. That's what he told you, didn't he, Noble? That's right. But as old as you get, by the way, some of the rest of you, did you know you're older today than you've ever been? You don't even laugh anymore. It's true. What's that? But think about what's preserved, your soul. Who preserves the souls of his godly ones, who delivers them from the hand of the wicked. But this is so good. Look at this now. He preserves us, he delivers us, but this is so good. God help the preacher now to say it. Right. This is such a great phrase. Light is sown like seeds for the righteous. This is so good. Bob, I haven't said it yet. Wait a minute. Think about this. In a world of darkness, wherever the righteous go, God spreads light seeds. So they can find their way. Now I'm telling you, that's what this says. Light seeds in the dark world. Where are we supposed to go? There's the light seeds. Let's go. The righteous are preserved. Their souls are preserved. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked and he drops light seeds for the righteous. Follow the light seeds, church. It's dark out there. It's dark and it's evil and it's real. And then notice this. This is hard to just read in English. The Hebrew reads like this. Light is sown like seed for the righteous and gladness is sown for the upright in heart. Gladness seeds are sown in the hearts of the righteous. Now we got it, Bob. That's worth it, isn't it? You got gladness seeds inside of you. So we're called on to do something in verse 12. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks. So let's do it out loud. In the old days, we called it testimonies, but you don't get to talk for a long time. We'll have to cut you off. Here's what I want you to do now. You know, a lot of us have things that we're glad about, that make us glad. So here's my question, and I need some people to stand up and tell. How has God made you glad? Anybody? Stand up and say it. How has God made you glad? Come on, shouldn't take long. God has made him glad because of his continual forgiveness. Can anybody say amen to that? Okay, how's God made you glad? Someone else. Come on, don't be shy. I listened to you talk earlier. You know how to talk really well. Come on. Amen. Somebody else, how's God made you glad? Come on, church. Let's get going here. Good. Amen, Tom. Glad God let you marry Linda. And she's going to be happy to hear that you said that. How has God made you glad? Come on, somebody else.
God has made me glad that I got to marry Lori.
Well, there you go.
I'll be
all right, thank you, Bert. Yeah. Amen. We're glad you're here. Amen. Good. God's made you glad. Somebody else, come on. Come on. Well, thank you. All right. God made you glad. How does God make you glad? Come on. Somebody else, how does God make you glad? Stand up and testify. Good. Amen. Study the Bible with. God's made you glad. How's he made you glad? Stand up and say it to the church. How's he made you glad? Are you glad in the Lord? How are you glad? How's he making you glad, Dan? Amen. Speaks through his word and gives him song in his heart. How's God made you glad? Stand and testify. Amen, Ron. In the dark days, his presence is real. Amen. Amen. Patty? Amen. Now let's read the last phrase. We're called on to be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give what? Somebody stand and give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Somebody else. Somebody give thanks. Anything you want to give thanks for. Sometimes the things we're glad for are the things we're thankful for. By the way, did you know gladness and thankfulness go together? They do. They do. Good, June. She's thankful for her church family. What are you thankful for tonight? His mercies are new every day. What are you thankful for? He gives us hope. Good. She's thankful for this church. What are you thankful for? A right mind. What are you thankful for? Good health. All right. Let's stand tonight and let's read Psalm 97 one more time. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Let all those be ashamed who serve graven images, who boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion heard this and was glad, and the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserves the souls of his godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown like seed for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name. So repeat after me, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you on Wednesday night. Have a good evening.